I'm Linus from the Free Software Foundation Europe. I'm an expert there, and I also work on other projects like Detective, which we want to be a free and open source solution to make European public tendering data or public procurement data explorable for people who don't know that much about procurement data. So I want to do a couple of things in this talk. First, I want to describe why public procurement data is interesting, why we should take a look at it. And I want to discuss some problems of how this data in the EU context is currently accessible. And then I want to show you our project of alleviating some of these problems with Detective. And then I want to show you how you can actually contribute to the project if you find it interesting. Still very much in the early stages and just getting going, and yeah, we love the opportunity to show this now so people can actually contribute even in the earlier phases of the project. So what's TET? TET's in the name. And what's TET? So TET stands for Tenders European Daily, and it's basically a data set that's published by the EU Publications Office. And they published this data for a long time. They've been publishing this for a long time, since 2015 actually. They've been providing this freely on the internet. And it's data about basically who buys what from whom, like which public institutions in the EU buy what for what price from which organization. So it's really data about the relationship between business and government. So for example, your local school or some ministry in your country, in the EU, wants to buy something that's above a certain threshold. They're defined in EU legislation. You can look them up in the link here. I will upload the slides afterwards. It needs to go into TET. And it will be in this data set. And there's at least 670 billion per year in value that's kind of encapsulated in this data. And there's more than 700,000 notices that they publish each year that describe this entire process of public procurement in the EU. Roy Grant, there's something you want to join? So you could think, well, great, you publish it, so what's the problem with that? The way this data is made accessible is via this UI. One funny thing is this button statistics mode. I still haven't found out what that does, like what that changes. Maybe somebody from the EU can illuminate. But basically, you have to really know what you're searching for in the first place in order to be able to use this kind of interface. And there's also a lot of other problems with accessing this data. For example, you can't really search by organization, which would be interesting. I mean, it's about the relationship between government and business in follow the money terms. So why is there no option to search for organizations that I'm interested in? I can only really do a full text search over these huge XML files, which are really complex. And I can do some other stuff, but there's no typo tolerance, for example. None of the really nice search features that we've been used to. And most importantly, there's no ability at all to readily visualize the results that I get. Like if I type something in here, in this search mask, I get back a list of HTML, like basically just an HTML list of notices that I need to understand what's a notice and what are the different types of notices that I'm interested in. So it's really hard. So it makes the TET cry. Because accessibility is really bad with this data. So why is Detective needed? In the past, there have been a number of attempts to look at this data and kind of transform it into a more manageable, more readily analyzable format. And we weren't really able to identify like a single freely available solution that was published under a free software license that allows you to explore this data, even if you don't have domain expertise or data science expertise. And you kind of need both now to be able to make some sense of this data. And we thought this would be interesting. So why isn't this more readily available? So we applied to last year's EU Datathon with this idea, basically, to make this data more accessible. And this is what we told them. So we have any type of, like, let's say we have a public servant that wants to find out who buys what from, like, within Germany or within their state. Who buys from Microsoft Deutschland, and like how much they spend on free software from this company, and yeah, maybe make the case of how much they could save if they use free software instead. Or let's say you're a journalist who wants to investigate recent purchases made by like border authority. You could do that now with the TED interface, but it would be very, very difficult, and you'd have to like jump a lot of hurdles to get there. So we want Detective to be an application that you use, which lowers the barrier of entry to analyze. So we thought that let's present the publications office the concept with free software and keeping it very simple. So we built something roughly with this architecture. So you have this XML file, and this was very quickly built just for this datathon. So I'll go through it quickly. So we had this XML file, I transformed it to JSON for whatever reason, which was a very bad idea, and then I parsed it in Python and put it in some ad hoc schema in Postgres, and then I used the Neo4j ETL tool to put it to a Neo4j database, the data I was interested in, this relational data between and it shows the relationship between business and government. And then I used Neo-Dash to visualize that. And that actually already gave the people at EU Data some chance to see what might be possible if you open up this data. So I'll show you like a little demo of how that looked. So basically this is just an overview. I parsed data for like roughly 3 years or 2.5 years. This shows you the activity per country. This is just some general overviews, like roughly 1 million tenders. And then yeah, it's not optimized yet. You get you search for Microsoft Germany, and then you have this graph. You have a geographical distribution of commercial activity that's related to Microsoft. And you get this nice graph of relationships between Microsoft Germany here in the center as an entity, and then the yellow or red ones are tenders. So here they sold something to some institution of German government, in this case here, mostly because Microsoft Deutschland mostly sells to German government. And the red ones are tenders above 1 million euro. And so that gave you a very quick way to, like very quick overview over the commercial activity and the relationship between government entities and business entities. I do the same with, you get more information here. You can actually go to the TED website to see the notice that analyzed this.
A short question. You search now for Microsoft, but usually they work with like these service providers that then sell to. So there's an indirect relationship. Is there something within there?
Yeah. Can we go back? Can we get back to this?
Yeah, sure.
The challenges that we face that you can all help us overcome. But that's most certainly one. So here I do the same with the Polish border authority. Here's more like who does an entity buys from. Over the past 2.5 years, you can see what kind of like fence and weapon and ammunition stuff they bought. I mean, I'll get through this because, yeah, that's